What to do after a self-defense shooting. 10 things to remember if you are forced to shoot. 1. Make sure you are safe. First and foremost, ensure you or family members are safe from any threat. Verify that the suspect no longer poses a risk. Visually ascertain that the suspect no longer has access to a weapon and scan for other suspects. Do not approach the suspect or move or touch evidence. 2. Be the first to call 911. Even if you do not pull the trigger, be the first to call 911. If the incident was serious enough for you to deploy your firearm, make a report with your attorney present as soon as possible while the details are still clear in your mind. Remember, police officers commonly identify the first person who calls as the victim. 3. Initiate emergency response. From a safe position or location, call 911. Remember, you are on a recorded call. Request emergency medical services if they are needed for you, the suspect, or others. Describe what you are wearing and let the dispatcher know you will not have your weapon in your hand when the officers arrive. Tell the 911 operator something similar to, "I had to use the weapon in self-defense. I was forced to defend myself. I was in fear for my life, or I was attacked." Do not give a detailed account of the incident. This is not the time. Follow the instructions from your Safe House Defense membership training and call the 24-hour emergency line. 4. Prepare for responding officers. When you see police cars or officers getting close or hear their sirens, holster and secure your weapon. Officers responding to a shooting incident often have a heightened level of concern for their safety, so be prepared to follow their directions. Raise your empty hands above your head with the palms facing forward and listen to their commands. Do not reach for your firearm. They will disarm you and may handcuff you. Again, this is not the time to discuss with police officers your Safe House Defense membership, nor mention you have a legal service plan for self-defense shootings. Keep words to a minimum and focus on following the directions of the officers. 5. Your initial response matters. Remember that your defense begins with you. What you say and do at this point can make or break your case if you later find yourself considered as a criminal suspect. Although you should provide initial information to the responding officers, it is still not the time to give a detailed statement. You might say something like, "I was forced to defend my life," or, "That is the suspect. He attacked me." If you are asked to give a detailed statement, voice your intent to cooperate, but add, "I want to give a full statement, but in the presence of my attorney." 6. Identify case elements to officers. Be aware that what you don't say might hurt your case if litigation eventuates from the incident. Officers need a few case elements, basic facts pertinent to the incident, to present to the investigators. Examples of basic case element statements are, "That is the suspect, and the weapon he pulled on me is there," or, "That person is a witness." At this point, it is again not the time to provide a detailed statement. 7. Inform officers of injuries. Inform police officers of any injuries you or your loved ones may have sustained, and make sure that these are documented before you are cleaned up. If you are injured in any way, request to be taken to the hospital for evaluation. This is a traumatic experience and not the time to be macho, because your injuries can be presented to support your decision to use deadly force. Remember also that just because you are not bleeding, this doesn't mean you haven't sustained any injuries. Have yourself examined and checked for internal injuries you may not even realize you have. Often, traumatic incidents can result in an adrenaline overload that temporarily overshadows the sensation of pain associated with an injury. This is actually a physiologically based human survival mechanism, which serves the purpose of supporting the fight-or-flight response in the face of a life-threatening situation. 8. Control the information about the incident. Although you may feel the need to talk about the traumatic incident and/or the fear it generated, don't write or post about it on social media. Furthermore, don't share information about it to family or friends through any electronic device. While at the scene, don't exchange stories with witnesses, and do not make off-color comments or laugh at the jokes of others. There may be news crews with cameras and reporters from the media asking questions, so do not make any statements and be aware that you may be on camera. You are being watched and evaluated. 9. Provide identifying information only. Explain to law enforcement personnel that you would like to give a full statement and interview, but only in the presence of your attorney. Provide the responding officers your basic identifying information only. Request to notify your legal representative. Follow your safe house defense training. Get a hold of your emergency contacts and request that they notify your attorney immediately of the emergency. 10. Keep your safe house defense membership information accessible. If you carry a concealed weapon or have one for home defense, it is extremely important to plan ahead for these moments. Attend member seminars and training events on a regular basis. Have discussions with your family and emergency contacts. If a situation arises that creates fear of threat, assess it carefully and ask yourself, if I didn't have a weapon on me at this time, what would I do? This question could keep you from being launched into a traumatic incident that might change your life forever. Safe House Defense Member Emergency Instructions for Calling 911. Take a deep breath. Count to 3. Exhale, then dial 911. My name is Joe. I am at 123 Main Street. I was in fear for human life and was forced to use lethal force. Please send police and paramedics. When police arrive, limit your conversation to this. I was forced to use lethal force to defend innocent life. I will cooperate as a victim or witness in the perpetrator's prosecution. As you likely know yourself or from colleagues, this is a stressful situation and traumatic experience for me. As such, I do not wish to make any further statement until I consult my attorney and compose myself. I do not consent to any search of my person, home, or vehicle. I will cooperate fully once I speak to my attorney and calm down. Please show me the same courtesy you would a fellow officer who was involved in a similar situation. Thank you for your understanding.